Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from my home in Branson, Missouri. I'm just back from 6 weeks in Israel and 1 week in Brussels. And for the last week and this week, I've been sharing with you what I saw there, which are signs of the times. Now prolific in the Middle East and Europe. At the end of the broadcast, I will tell you how you can receive cassette recordings of both weeks. Last week, we shared some of what we saw in Israel. This week, we will talk about Brussels and Europe. And I want to tell you that our monthly, actually not monthly, about quarterly magazine, The Glory Watch, has just been done featuring Europe and the signs of the times there. You can get this from our office by writing Billy Brim, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, and requesting The Glory Watch, Spring Issue 2004. Also, you might want to get on our mailing list because we're going to be reporting to you things through that Glory Watch. They'll be like collector's issues, and you'll want to keep them. But why do we go to Europe? Why Brussels? You know, we jokingly called our tour, we just did an add-on tour to our Israel tours, and three people went with us because we did it at the last minute. We had, we continued by going over into Brussels, and we jokingly called it the Antichrist tour. But really, in a way, that's what it's about, because the Bible indicates the base of the Antichrist's operation will be the revived Roman Empire, what we believe to be the European Union, and we're going to be talking about that all this week. I also want you to realize something, that Europe is a dark continent. In fact, the dark continent. I was doing some television down at Ken and Gloria Copeland's, and I walked into the hall, and there was Reinhard Bonnke, who was also doing some TV, and he was telling me about a great crusade they'd had in Africa, and how so many came to the Lord. And I said to him, Brother Bonnke, Africa is not the dark continent. Europe is. And indeed it is so. And I'm going to read you something right now. It's quite lengthy. I've taken it off the internet, and you can get it. It's on the internet, cbn.com. And it is entitled, Is Europe the New Dark Continent? By Dale Hurd, CBN News Senior Reporter. And I want to put a plug in here for CBN, Pat Robertson, and the 700 Club. Each day on the 700 Club, you can get news. And that news is not going to be to the left so much as the media is. It's going to give you things in Bible, in the light of the Bible. And I'm very well acquainted with Chris Mitchell, who is their bureau chief in Jerusalem. And I want you to know these are fine people, and you're going to get good news from them. So at least the news might not be so good, but they're going to give you an accurate description of it. Now I want to read you and comment today on this article I took off the internet that you could get yourself. Is Europe the new dark continent? When the gospel went forth from Jerusalem, one of the places it took root was Europe. And Europe became a center of Christian civilization for more than 1,000 years. But there are signs that Europe's Christian era has come to an end. A big deal was made of the fact that the first draft of the new European Union Constitution did not include a single mention of God. But most Europeans act as if the Christian God of history no longer exists. Although Europeans say they believe in some type of God, church attendance in most European countries is less than 5%. Less than half of the British public can name any one of the four New Testament Gospels. Almost a third of all Dutch no longer know why we have Christmas Day. There is a new dark continent, the land that used to be known as Christian Europe. Today, many of its cathedrals are simply large museum pieces. They are artifacts of an ancient religion and a dead truth. Jessica Elgood is an analyst at the British research firm MORI Mori. She said, quote, "Our polling shows that large proportions of the British public still believe in God, concepts of a Christian God, but very few actually practice that faith through an organized religion." She continued, only 3% of the public regularly attends church. And of those 3%, half of those are black Britons, who only make up about 5% of the population. Richard Miniter lives in Brussels and is a correspondent for the London Sunday Times. He said, "When, as an American in Europe, you tell Europeans that you go to church on Sunday, they look at you like a museum piece, something strange." Miniter also said, "There are more practicing Muslims in France than there are baptized Catholics." Near Brussels, at Christian Center, an Assemblies of God church, Belgian pastor Paul Duvaux preaches to a culture that no longer believes Christian faith is the answer to anything. Duvaux said, "In the United States, people would quickly turn toward God, or at least Christ in general, and Christianity because it's still somewhat part of the culture in general. Here in Europe, we've gone beyond that point, and people do not expect anything from religion apart from some very abstract hope that there is something after this life. They think for this life there is no hope to be found in the church." Reverend Alan Baker is an American pastor at Christian Center. He said, "Something I hear a lot is, quote, an ancient spirit of hopelessness." Baker added, "I've had people tell me that when they come off the plane, they can sense this here. It's not just a feeling. While most Americans say they are hopeless about the future, it's not just a feeling. While most Americans say they are hopeful about the future, most Europeans in this poll admitted they are literally hopeless. A poll conducted in 2002 found that while 61% of Americans had hope for the future, only 42% of United Kingdom residents had that hope. On the European continent, it was even worse. Only 29% of the French say they have hope for the future, and only 15% of Germans." Miniter said, "The loss of faith in Europe is like an unseen black star that still has a tremendous gravitational pull. They don't understand why their culture is failing. They don't understand why divorce rates and suicide rates are so high. They don't understand why so few European women have more than one child, and why on most European streets you see more dogs than children. This is the impact of the death of real Christian belief in Europe. Yet the European media never tires of mocking America's high church attendance as, quote, something weird, or portraying President Bush's faith as a, quote, weapon of mass destruction." In a typical comment written in the Sunday Herald, the writer says President Bush is under the influence of crackpot TV evangelism that is so peculiar to America. European elites are especially worried that Bush prays a lot. A writer for Britain's The Economist magazine wrote, "To Europeans, religion is the strangest and most disturbing feature about America." European elites worry that fundamentalists are hijacking the country. They find it extraordinary that three times as many Americans believe in the virgin birth as in evolution. Elgood, remember, she conducted the poll. Quote, she said, "I actually think we don't understand it, American Christianity, at all. And it's one of these gaps between our cultures that actually leaves us scratching our heads at each other. We don't understand it. It hasn't been a part of our life here for 40 years. When Elgood's firm asked the British to name an inspirational figure, Jesus was at the bottom of the list. The Mori poll found that 65% of Britons named Nelson Mandela. 14% picked Prime Minister Tony Blair. 10% said none of the above. And 6% said Britney Spears. Astonishingly, only 1% named Jesus Christ as an inspirational figure. Religion is an especially dirty word in European politics. Many European leaders are atheists. Some analysts say religious differences between America and Europe are reaching the point of driving the two continents apart. But could Europe be poised for a revival? In London, the Black Pentecostal Church is exploding, huge growth. But most of the hopes for the church in the UK, the re-evangelization, is by ethnic minorities. I found this also in France. We went there to Pastor Silverage's church in Paris, 3,000 members. 20 years ago, it was mostly French people. But today, it's mostly black people who've come in. Some of the pastors I know in France are praying for blacks to come to their churches. Now back to the report. Though the church buildings still remain, European secularists assume that modernism would do away with religion. But secularism has created a spiritual void, a vacuum in Europe that beckons faith to return. And so, why Europe? One reason is its need for God. There will be, I believe. Now, the Bible does predict this darkness. We're going to talk about that this week. We're going to talk about what the Bible predicts for Europe and the signs that are happening there. But I do believe, and that's one reason we go and support the church in Brussels, that there can be a holding back of the Antichrist according to the New Testament, and we can believe for God's mercy before judgment. There is going to be judgment of Europe. We'll talk about the reasons why. But you know, God does precede judgment with mercy. And I'm believing for a merciful revival and outpouring of God in Europe. If you're supporting European missionaries, you're doing a good job. And that's why we go there. Now, I want to remind you that we're going to be looking this week in the books of Daniel and in the books of Revelation. So if you would have your Bibles out tomorrow when we come, we're going to really go into them and uncover some of these things. And we're going to see that fact this week, something I noticed in Europe that was very interesting. Formerly, Christian Europe has passed through a time of unbelief into, of all things, almost signing the European Union with Greek and Roman mythology. This also is predicted in the Bible. We're going to look at it in Daniel and Jeremiah, as I said. Please be with me tomorrow, returning with your Bibles, to look at the most amazing signatures of the Antichrist spirit in Europe. Shalom. Lehitra Ot, Billy Brim. If you are interested in today's subject, there are two Billy Brim ministry events you will want to attend. First, our two schools of eschatology in Branson, Missouri. Eschatology means the study of last things. In a classroom setting, we do an in-depth study 5 hours a day, Monday through Friday, into biblical prophecy and current events in the light of the Bible. Eschatology 1, July 5 through 9. Eschatology 2, July 12 through 16. Call 417-336-4877 today to register. And then, especially in light of this election year, you will want to attend our annual prayer meeting in Branson from October 27 to November 1st, the day before the election. This annual meeting with Lynn Hammond, Ken and Gloria Copeland, Rachel T. Fatiller, Billy Brim, and people who work together in prayer is powerful. Call us today for more information. 417-336-4877. I do thank you for listening. And if you would like to have these 2 weeks of radio broadcasts on Israel and Brussels, you may obtain them from us for $5. That's 2 weeks for only $5, two cassettes for $5. Call us today at 417-336-4877 or call us toll-free at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.